The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to St. Catharg's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this third Sunday of Easter. I hope that you are all well, and it's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. This week we've enjoyed some wonderful sunny weather, just the weather for a beach barbecue, such as the disciples shared on the beach with Jesus when the risen Christ appeared to them at the edge of the Sea of Tiberias. Here again they recognized the presence of the risen Lord as they shared a meal together. And we give thanks to God that as we come together in prayer, the risen Christ is with us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia. to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladden the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 30. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but a moment, his favour is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favour, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my death? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. A reading from the book of Revelation. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might for ever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter and Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, Follow me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. After a fruitless night's fishing, the risen Christ greeted the disciples on the edge of the Sea of Tiberias. After telling them to cast their nets to the right of the boat, their net was bulging with the weight of the catch. They brought the fish ashore, and Jesus invited them to share breakfast with him. As they ate together, Jesus asked Peter three times, Do you love me? Peter felt hurt that he was asked three times, Do you love me? He answered Jesus, You know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus told Peter, Feed my lambs, tend my sheep. This was to be Peter's calling, to lead the people of God on earth after Jesus had returned to his throne in heaven. Peter and the disciples were to feed the people of God with the words of Jesus and with the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Eucharist when they shared bread, the breaking of bread, together. Peter and the apostles were to tend the people of God, caring for those in need, to love the unloved, to welcome the outcast, and to bring home hope to those in despair, that all may know the peace of God, a peace the world cannot give. But this is not just the calling of Peter and the other apostles. It is the calling of the church, the calling of all who follow Christ. We are called to love all people as Jesus loves us. We are called to reach out in love to those in need, not to judge, but to accept and welcome all in his name, to accept and welcome all in love, to feed and tend his sheep as he loves and tends us, to bring comfort and hope to those in need. That is the calling of the church. It was the calling of Peter and the apostles, and it is our calling as followers of Christ today. For all who answer, Yes, Lord, to the question, Do you love me? Jesus says, Tend my sheep, feed my lambs, and follow me. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the Church faithfully proclaim the risen Christ, the sure ground for hope in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine and the people of the Holy Land. We pray for all suffering the effects of natural disaster and those suffering through famine or drought. May the power of the risen Christ bring peace where there is conflict and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we witness to the risen Christ in our daily lives, bringing your love and peace to all with whom we share our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal peace and joy of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, through our Saviour Jesus Christ, you have assured your children of eternal life and in baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from the death of sin, and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Geshigai, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a very peaceful, safe, and healthy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Following our exalted head.